Well, you know that it's going to be alright. I think it's gonna be alright. Everything will always be alright when we go shopping. Well, you know.
Hello, shoppers, and welcome to the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in this fine, but rainy, but fine Saturday morning with Johnny. My name be Johnny Wright. What be yours? Let's get to know each other for the next 60 minutes as shoppers and employees and just, you know, we're just people is what we are, just in general, and those other things are really kind of ancillary. Coming up this morning, nothing ancillary about David Sinwell. He is the CEO of Dahl's Foods. What an amazing success story this company is. Started locally, 1931. Guy with an idea, hey, maybe I can do a better job of selling groceries and smiling and greeting and engaging and thanking. And sure enough, all these years later, 80th anniversary, I believe, is next year for Dahl's Foods. Yeah, been around a long time. David Sinwell is going to tell us about how Dahl's has managed to stay ahead of the grocery curve. And maybe some plans for the future as well. And, of course, Dahl's is a client of mine, a client of the Biosphere, which you're going to get into all of that coming up. Also, reader feedback from a recent controversial Secret Shopper review of American TV and appliance. And extremely interesting response and brings up a lot of issues and points. And I want to get into all of that. I think you'll find that fascinating as I do. And then 10 tips. If you've been thinking, you've been hearing some of this Biosphere stuff about what my company does, or if you just in general think, you know, my company can do a better job. I want happier employees. I want happier coworkers. I want to do a better job of engaging customers, and I think I do a pretty good job, but I want to improve it, and I think that'll make me a little happier, and everybody can be a little happier. How do you do that? How do you create your own little Biosphere inside your four company walls? I'm going to give you some tips on that as we approach later on this morning. What is approaching, and actually we're in the middle of it, is weather in the form of rain. A lot of rain out there. And you've got a lot of football games. College football, of course. College football Saturday. And it looks like, and unlike baseball, and listen, I'm no athlete, but, you know, they're kind of wussies. I mean, you know, a couple raindrops, they call it off. They go in the dugout. They start watching cable television, eating bonbons. But football, yeah, you know, it's tough. You go out there, and unless it's lightning or something, you go for it. And so University of Iowa taking on Ball State this morning at Kinnick Stadium, 11 o'clock game time. And then you have Drake at Valparaiso in Indiana. I believe it's raining over there as well. That'll be at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then UNI taking on Iowa State. The Cyclones tilt hits Jack Trice at 6 p.m. And that should also be under rain because the weather forecast tells us a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. I'm no math genius. I'm guessing it's a pretty good opportunity there for some rain. 59 is all we get for the high. Yes, and Wednesday was the first day of fall. Do you sense? Yeah, you can feel it, can't you? You can feel it in the air. My corns are aching, as my old great-grandpa used to say. Tonight, your corns will be throbbing as well, as there's still a 30% chance of showers and a low of 45. Then a sunny Sunday. Back to a bit of warmth in 64. Warmer yet on Monday back to work in 68. And then we may see temperatures highs back up around 80 by the time it's all said and done for the work week next week. Right now, though, no sign of that in sight. 54 and showers now. The Unsecret Shopper Radio Show at 8:03 this morning. General merchandise is a very, very big retail sandbox. Has a lot of competitors. They compete for our hard-earned shopper dollars. You got your discounters, you got your Walmarts and your Sam's Club and your Ratget and your Kmart. And then you got your high-enders, Von Mars and the Kohl's and all those stores. And then there's other stores, smaller stores that have pieces of that that maybe sell jewelry here or knickknacks here or kitchenware, bedding, clothing. But the big, merchandisers, general merchandisers, yeah, there's a lot of competition for that money. And it's been a pretty good year so far for that particular category, up 4% in the first half of 2010 compared to last year. Now, listen, everything was up compared to last year. All right, just you name it, the category. 4% isn't great, but it's okay. But, retailers are still saying, I'm not sure yet about it. So what do we know? At least what do we think as far as if you listen to this here radio program, the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show, or if you read the blog, of which they're both sort of a synergy, theunsecretshopper.com, which is where you can find me rambling even on more than I do in this hour about all things that are retail and shopping and joy of shopping and joy of serving and all of those elements. But what is, in my view, what's the one thing that influences the numbers more than any other thing? More than price, more than selection, more than convenience, more than all of that. What influences our buying decisions more than any of those things? And it is my strong passion and belief that it is customer service more than any other element that influences our buying decisions. Those other pieces have a part in the process and do influence it, but I believe it's our own happiness, our own joy in the way we shop and are engaged by employees where we shop. And not just retail, but if we go to the bank and open an account, and that's still retail banking, or we go pay a bill at the utility place, or wherever we go where transactions occur, it's the way that people engage us that means the most to us, that resonates the most with us. The only time price really matters is when the service is bad. That's when price really, really comes to the forefront. Now, in this economy, you can argue and make a very good case that, you know what, yeah, price, look at Walmart. Yeah, look at Walmart. You know what? Walmart is struggling. Struggling. The biggest general merchandiser on the planet is looking at building small stores in downsizing the size of any new store that they buy or create or build. Why? Because some weird thing has happened. They used to be they could stack it out front, they could put it out a pallet of stuff in a Walmart, and it would be gone like in an hour. And then they just go put on another pallet, and an hour later, and they could sell like running shoes for mice, and they'd sell out of them in an hour. You wouldn't think you'd need that, but for some reason you go into a Walmart and you say, you know what, I might get a pet mouse one of these days, and he may need some shoes. I better go ahead and get him. So, but that, the tide is turning a little bit. And so you can't just stack it high and watch it fly out the door. It didn't work that way like it used to. And an interesting concept and the thing that sort of plays into all of this is the idea of how all these general merchandise and all companies started. They started with an idea, whether it was back in 1962 when Walmart and Target and Kmart all started, or whether it was even longer ago, maybe way back in 1856, when three Polish immigrant brothers sat down in beautiful Keokuk, Iowa, and said, you know what? I'm thinking that someday people will buy shoes for their pet mice. And so from that conversation that Lippman Samuel and Marcus Yonker had 150-odd years ago, came the idea of this mini retail megalith giant, big box, you got to call them that, we know today as Yonkers. 49 stores in 7 Midwestern states, $500 million in annual revenue. Yeah, they're not hurting. They're doing pretty well, Yonkers is. And we're really happy that they are an Iowa-born company. They are highly regarded in the retail, the general merchandising industry in this country. Yonkers, a great success story. But how much does customer service contribute? How much has it contributed to their growth? Well, that's the question that your humble secret shopper wants to go find out. And so under the clandestine, I've got a costume. It isn't exactly Superman, but it's not a costume. It's what all of us wear wherever we do anything. I just go in. The way the process works is I go into a store. I pick a store to secret shop, or a category, and I go in and I spend some time in that location, and I'm looking for certain things. Those things are what I call the five pillars of great customer service. They are, same with me, smile, greet, engage, thank, and follow up. It's my contention that if we don't get at least four of those five, and sometimes I would take even just one, that it's going to be that we're not getting the most customer service that we should get and that we deserve. That's the ultimate point here. We deserve to be glad handled when we go in. I don't care if we're buying a cheeseburger at McDonald's or buying a fur coat at Von Maur, whatever we're doing in between. We deserve, as human beings, to be interacted with as human beings, by human beings. Otherwise, guess what? It's going to be robots, baby. And those robots are going to be replacing the human jobs. Because if a robot doesn't need to be kind and courteous and thrifty and obedient and all those Boy Scout things, it's soft and fuzzy, it'll just ring up your junk and you can go home. So in any event, I went into Yonkers on a Tuesday at the Merle Hay Mall location. And this is a location that's sort of steeped in history and in tragedy as well. I think most of us are old enough to remember November 5th, 1978, when a devastating fire killed 10 Yonkers employees. I believe there were 25 working that day. It was a Sunday. And that location then was rebuilt and then relocated, just not very far, really. It just like moved about 20 feet south, or maybe that's west. Anyway, I don't know my directions, but it moved into where Famous Bar was. And one thing about the Merle Hay Mall, you know, that's really, I think, an amazing story. You talk about sort of reinventing yourself and being successful at it. I think Merle Hay Mall has done a really good job of that. They were really the mall, and then the Valley West Mall came along a number of years later, I think 5 or 6 years later, maybe that was built. And then, of course, you've got Jordan Creek. And so the worry and the fear, of course, for Merle Hay Mall and Valley West Mall and all malls was that, oh, wow, it's going to steal our thunder. Well, I think Merle Hay Mall's done a really nice job reinventing themselves, modernizing. They've got the Target up front, and the Yonkers is in back. And so I went into Yonkers twice on a Tuesday, a rainy Tuesday, kind of like today's, as a matter of fact. And just some observations, some really cool things that Yonkers has going on inside the store. There's a sign above every checkout counter that says, at your service. And I think that's a really clever position to take. It also really plays into, of course, customer service. We're here. We're here to serve you at this place inside Yonkers. So you can feel confident that we'll do that. And sometimes that happened, and sometimes maybe not as much. When I first went into Yonkers, I'd pass a couple of employees who didn't acknowledge me, and that was fine. And then I heard this voice sort of plaintively crying out, help! Is there anybody who can help me? I'm thinking, wow, this is starting early. What in the world has happened? And this poor woman, older woman, couldn't find anybody to help her. And that's, you know, that's a bad sign. Now, you know, you don't know the backstory. You don't know what exactly is going on. But, you know, when someone, and, you know, I wanted to say, hey, lady, though, that's a closed-ended question. Can you come up with an open-ended one? You know, sure. Yeah, it's all fun and games. But she said, is there anybody who can help me? She's walking along, and I looked at her, and I said, is there anything I can help you with? I asked a closed-ended question. Of course, I'm not an employee. It's really not my gig. But she said, well, no, I just need someone who can help me with a robe. I'm looking for a 3X robe. And so finally, an employee, Pat, came up to this woman, who had been saying, can anybody help me? Can anybody help me? Pat comes up to her and says, can I help you? So, yeah, probably would have been a better, because you know that the woman needs help because she's sitting there telling you. She's screaming it out a little bit. So, yeah, Pat probably could have come in with a little better open-ended question versus a closed. Of course, we know the difference. Open-ended is not a yes or no answer. An open-ended question demands a more expansive response. What can I help you with? Why in the world are you yelling and screaming and crying, and what can I do to help alleviate that in you? So, yeah, it's a bigger kind of deal. From that point forward, I was asked 12 closed-ended questions in a row by 12 consecutive employees. So, again, that's a training component at Yonkers that's making employees aware of the fact that, yeah, we ask open-ended questions. The best way to look at this is that order takers ask closed-ended questions. Professionals ask open-ended questions. If you're a pro and you look at yourself as a professional, ask an open-ended question because that's what pros do. Of the 60 customers I saw in about an hour and 20 minutes of shopping at Yonkers in the morning, all of them were female. Very interesting. And all of them, most of them were over 40. I understand it's during the day, maybe some retired folks. But that also brought up, you know, I'm in there wearing a tie and I'm a dude, and I would think that I would kind of stick out to some extent from a customer standpoint, and the employees are predominantly female as well. So I don't think there could have been any confusion on that part, but it was sort of interesting, and I wouldn't say that I was glad handled during my time in Yonkers. At the jewelry counter, Pat asked, can I help you find anything? Well, again, here's a guy in jewelry looking at jewels in a glass enclosed case you know, I can't get in there and look at them myself. You know, it's typically locked. If I were to reach around and start trying them on, typically that's when someone would appear and would beat me up and take me off and never see me again. So, yeah, you can't ask, can I help you find anything? Clearly, I do. I need it. And so ask me, what can I help you find on this fine Tuesday or something along those lines. Peggy, another example, was on the phone at the men's fragrance counter and talking to someone about an approaching storm. It was raining. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with a personal phone call. Of course, we want to stay connected. It's just that when it's out done in the public, when an employee does it in a public venue, it's sort of we're saying, wow, shouldn't you be helping me instead of engaging somebody else? Sure. And then when I came up to Peggy, she did what you can't do when you're on the phone and you're working and a customer approaches. She put the phone down to her leg and held it there and said, need some help? So, you know, yeah, that feels like you're intruding on their personal conversation, and you don't want to feel that way as a shopper. And so, yeah, there's been better ways to probably do that, and that is simply to hang up the phone and then say, what can I help you with, would have maybe been better. The stud of the morning, Marianne in men's clothing. Absolute dynamite, huge greeting, big smile, charming, engaging. You can tell Marianne is one of those people that's just happy. And that's worth so much. People that are genuinely happy really show it. And Marianne did that. So, in fact, she'd worked at the downtown Yonkers for 21 years, she told me. She'd worked the past six at the Merle Hay Mall location. And, of course, lamented the closing of that downtown store, doggone it. And Yonkers has been through some buyouts. I believe a subsidiary of Saks first bought them and then sold them to another company. And then it came around and then Bon-Ton bought Yonkers, and Bon-Ton has multiple locations, predominantly, I believe, out in the Northeast. And so, all of that led to the closing of the downtown Yonkers location, which is where the headquarters were located. Now, I don't know where it's at. It's not in Iowa anymore, which is unfortunate, but it happens. That's business. Margaret in women's clothing was very happy, but opened with a closed-ended. And this brings up a point. She greeted me, and she said, "Hello, sir. Can I help you, sir?" Now, again, closed-ended question. We want to change that. But it brings up the point of names. And I had a long conversation with a pharmacist at Dahl's Foods. Dahl's Foods is a client of mine, about how employees greet people with using sir or ma'am. And this is a generational question, I believe, in some form. The pharmacist said they used to greet customers by name until one of them said, "You don't know me well enough to use my name." And the customer stomped off, and they never came back in. So that customer was offended by that closeness, didn't think that the employee had earned the right to call them by their first name. Well, then I say, you know what, get to know them well enough to use it. And part of that, too, is some people aren't going to like it when you use their first name or any of our first names. Everybody's threshold is different. I'd rather err on the side of being friendly and engaging and nurturing. Kill them with kindness. You know, if they don't like it, they'll tell you, and that's okay. But I think we can live with that in retail. I'd rather have to tell somebody, "Whoa, man, you're being way too nice to me. Back off," than having to beg somebody in an aisle to come wait on you. Yeah, you don't want to have to do that, for heaven's sakes. Quick review, second trip to Yonkers that evening was fine. Great eye contact by employees. They were friendly enough. Wait times were on the high end. 15 minutes of browsing women's coats while Jen stocked a display 20 feet away and saw me but didn't engage me. 12 minutes looking at Willow Tree collectibles while Gary ignored me as he stood at the register counter. 7 minutes at the jewelry counter within 10 feet of Maida, although she had a wonderful greeting. She said, "My name is Maida, and I'm here to help you," which she said at the end, which is really nice and polished. So wait time's too long. Again, good people, but I tell all employees that I work with, my clients, everyone, head on a swivel, look them in the eye, and smile. Left brain process is what it is, but you got it. But that stuff is always going to be there. There's always going to be duties and left brain tasks to do in our jobs. It's part of what we're paid to do, but it's not all of what we're paid to do. In fact, more than half of our responsibility as employees and servants of humanity is to engage them. And then quick word about the rock star of that second trip in, Monica. Started out with a clunky closed-ended question, but boy, she just flourished at the end. She was engaging, asked me questions, and she was showing me purses. And, you know, I've got enough purses, but I thought, hey, might as well pick up another one. I just got paid. I'm feeling good. And she was showing me features. She was unsnapping. She didn't care I was a dude. No, she unsnapped the purse, and she showed me the umbrella inside and said, here's where you'd keep, and this is a gift for my mom, is what I told her. Yeah, your mom can keep her compact in here and her thing in here, whatever. Yeah, very engaging, and thanked me at the end and got my name and used it, and that's cool. I mean, that's giving full service. That's what customer service is absolutely about. So, Monica, hats off to you. Marianne, awesome job at Yonkers. You can read the entire Yonkers Secret Shopper review if you go to www.theunsecretshopper.com, as well as reviews of dozens of other companies throughout Des Moines and Central Iowa, as well as some more of tips on five pillars of great customer service and other stuff. You'll also read a review about Dahl's Foods, which is what led to a relationship with Dahl's Foods and a Biosphere relationship. And David Sinwell, the CEO of Dahl's Foods, is going to join me next to tell me more about that. And the great success story of Dahl's Foods, all of that next here at the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show. It's 821 at 1350 KRNT. Welcome back to the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show on 1350 KRNT. Just trying to give my Iowa State Cyclones a little love tonight, as I will be joining the throng, 45,000 strong plus, in Jack Trice this evening, 6 o'clock kickoff versus a very tough UNI Northern Iowa Panther team. We'll see. Only one team can walk away victorious. Who will it be? We'll find out under the rain-soaked cloak of cloud cover this evening, I'm suspecting. Weather forecast says, yeah, lots of showers this morning. 59 is all we managed for that. Man, already. Fall is here, baby. 45 tonight, 64 sunny and sunny. Monday, 68. Mid-70s by midweek. Again, right now, we are at 54 with showers throughout Central Iowa. Hey, if you'd like to become a secret shopper, if you've always thought about, or even if you haven't always thought about it, but maybe even just recently said, you know what? I would just sit here. I was cleaning my toenails, and I thought, I think I'd like to become a secret shopper. And that thought just suddenly came upon you. Then don't just sit there and keep clipping. I mean, go to the web, go to www.theunsecretshopper.com and send and come into a portal. There's portals now, you know? I mean, you don't have to just pick up the phone and start yakking with people. There's other ways to do it. You can do that if you'd like, but you can email them. Yeah, let me give you an email address. It is secretshoppercoordinator@theunsecretshopper.com. Yes, secret shopper coordinator. That word's going to trip some people. It's with two O's. Yes, CoorDinator. Email secretshoppercoordinator@theunsecretshopper.com, and you send them your contact information, your interest, and we've got dozens of clients and a lot of work out there, a lot of stuff for you to do as a secret shopper if you always wanted to try it. If you want to find out more about the Unsecret Shopper, go to www.theunsecretshopper.com. Also, find it on Twitter at Unsecret Shopper. I'm on Facebook as well, and write a blog a couple, three times a week. So I'd love to hear from you as well and get your feedback. And we do have some feedback on a review of American TV and Appliance. We're going to get to that in just a few moments. But a man who has had his share of great feedback about his amazing stores that he is CEO over, and I'm proud to call them a client of mine. I hope that they're proud to call me a helper of theirs, perhaps. He is David Sinwell, and he is the CEO of Dahl's Foods, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
David, what would entice someone to get into the insane, crazy world of grocery, of retail grocery? What got you into the biz?
Well, I was a student at Roosevelt High School and out for a sport, and the schedule was just very flexible to allow me to do both things, earn a little fun money and be out for a sport.
And when you did it, so what did you do when you first started?
My first job was mixing gallon paint and taping shut Playboy magazine. Back then, Playboy was a checkout magazine. We no longer carry it today, but... And I would sweep up the pharmacy, fill the vials, empty the trash.
Wow. Wow. So you got your first taste of it. And then, even after that, what did you like about it?
I just like the variety, all the different people that you meet, from the vendor side to the customer side, and a lot of characters working there as well.
Well, that has to be, the camaraderie has to be such a big part of it. And especially, you've been now with Dahl's for 38 years. Talk about your how you moved through the company and talk about your ascension up to CEO.
Well, I'm kind of a jack of all trades, master of none. I started in the non-food department, as I mentioned, with the gallon paint and the automotive and sundry items. Worked a little bit, that's in the pharmacy department at the time, and underneath the manager of the pharmacy. My mentor was Pete Kalinov, a pharmacist for Dolls, one of the somebody that I really look up to and had a great business mind. So started there, and then from there I just tried to learn everything I could about every other aspect of the business. It was a great place to work in high school, and I went to Roosevelt, went to pharmacy school at Drake, where they have a pharmacy MBA program combined, and I just really liked the retail business and looked at that education path as a way to continue on that, and I always do something I like to do. I like science, so that was the pharmacy part of it.
Right.
And the business side, of course, was the MBA part, and here I am today. I've done a little bit of everything, from store design to real estate to IT in the stores. I assembled our first network. Actually put the computers together from parts and bought a router. And
wow. Well, no wonder you're the CEO, David. You can do everything.
I've done a lot of different things, but and like I said, I'm not a master of anything, but I like to touch everything that I can just to learn about it. So I'm a curious person, and I like to learn and do different things all the time.
Well, as you worked your way through the ranks and as you did all these different tasks, David, and eventually become CEO of Dolls Foods, talk about the customer service aspect, and I think most of us would say that Dolls, either if we've shopped there or our sense of through the Dolls marketing, that customer service plays a huge role in the Dolls dynamic.
Oh, it's immensely huge. It's the main thing. You know, everybody has pork and beans and toothpaste, and you know, the difference about Dolls is the experience you have when you come in one of our stores. And WT always talked about that. He was pretty negative, actually, on advertising. He referred to it as brainwashing, although we do advertise today, really more of a result of people neighboring less than 40 to 60 years ago. We'd be around 80 years next year, so it'll be our 80th anniversary. But he always talked about treating people right when they come in your store, give them a fair price and great service, and they'll come back. So that we've just always done it that way.
And was there specific training for customer service, David, or was it just a matter of finding the right people who happen to be happy and smiling and engaging just in general?
Really, we just trained people what they needed to know that day. We didn't have a formal training program. As the company's grown, we have more of a need for that. We're still, I consider us a small company, but we're large enough that we need a more of a formal program so everyone gets the same baseline training, a bedrock foundation, whatever you want to refer it to, but we encourage each store director to run the store like it was their own business, like it was their name, and like it would be Johnny Wright's on the sign. And how would you run it? And that's basically our training manual, and it's the school of common sense to a large part. But
absolutely. My guest this morning is David Sinwell. He is the CEO of Dolls Foods, and he joins us this morning on 1350 KRNT. David, as you've over that 38 years, and you've watched, and like you said, early on in your career and you know, 30, 40 years ago in retail, in any retail, it was standard operating procedure. It was expected that employees would smile and engage and greet their customer base. What has happened as you've watched employees come and go over the past 30, 40 years? What has happened to generations of people who have come through as employees who have seemed to have lost touch with the importance of that?
Oh, I think a little bit of it is just the societal changes you see, from parenting to social networking through the internet. And you know, there's just a different skill set imparted to young people today versus many years ago. I think you'll see a day when there'll be less one-on-one, even on the teaching side of things, where you'll see more internet classes. I know it's already happening at the college level, and I think you're going to see that at the elementary level down the road, but as a result of that, people tend to have fewer social skills. And that, I think, leads to what you see today. A lot of service today is self-service. You'll go get it yourself.
Right,
and, you know, we're trying to fight that, but or go the other way. But we really want to provide a unique experience when people come in our stores. Our bakery delis are still scratch. We make everything fresh every day. They're not made in a commissary and dumped out of a bucket into a pan or frozen and warmed up. You know, so we still think there's a demand for that, a need for that, a market for that, and along with that, you also have to take care of people. I call it the counter side matter, whether it's the deli, the bakery, the meat counter, the pharmacy. It's the interaction with the people that makes that experience unique and a reason to come back.
David, do you think that young people realize that by sort of being introverted and pulling back and maybe not smiling and engaging, that in many ways they are performing themselves out of a job, that they're making it easy for decision makers to say, well, you know what, if they're not going to engage anyway, why don't we just install an auto scan or hire robots or have people do it themselves? Do you think young people are actually aware of that?
Oh, I don't know if I can answer that, you know, that directly. I think it's just a byproduct of that trend, you know, automation, whether it's in a factory or whether it's in a retail operation. You know, the ATM is a great example of that.
Sure. Well, and one of the things that I was impressed with, and of course what started our relationship, was a blog post that I wrote about a Secret Shopper review of the store, of your Stahl store at 50th and EP True Parkway. And that was sort of the inroad that led to the relationship that you and I and that six of your 12 Dahl stores now have, as I am a customer service trainer for those locations. But, David, you remember when you read that post or when Ross read it, or what rolled through your mind or what you were thinking as you sort of went through my journey as I did?
Well, what rolled through my mind is we're just not getting the job done to the level that we believe we need to as far as our training program for our people and getting the result that we believe we should have, the level of customer service that we expect and our customers expect. And so that's when we engaged you, and I'm looking forward to, you know, we're just getting started, but I think early results, if they mean anything, are promising, and we're really going to see the bar raised on that point.
Well, I it's funny you mention that, because I was speaking to, and I know that folks listening are saying, well, this sounds like I'm listening in, intruding in on a one-on-one conversation. I don't want listeners to think that. But I was talking to Mark Pearson, the store director at 50th and EP True, just today, and he mentioned to me that he had a customer come up to him who was a longtime shopper at that Dahl's location and said, have you replaced all the employees? And she sort of said it with a straight, and I don't know if you've heard this from Mark, and Mark laughed about it, and she said, I walked through the store and everyone said hi to me and smiled. And it sort of took her out of this place that she had been shopping in and loved the store and loved the service there. But even after this brief period of time that we've been working on training those employees, already, at least in this one woman's case, it's had a discernible impact. Do you think that's surprising to people, particularly 30 and under, who are actually going to be witness to this?
No, I think that it's unexpected. Whether it's surprised or not, I don't know. But I think that's exactly what we want to happen. We want people to just say, wow, when they come into one of our stores and this is the place I want to be, upbeat, fun. Along with that, you get fair prices, high quality, and a wide variety of products to choose from. So we want people to come here and not want to go anywhere else.
Well,
we want there to be no reason to go anywhere else, least of all the experience they have by our associates interacting with them.
Well, I can't tell you much. I appreciate your faith and Ross's faith and all the store directors and department managers I've had an opportunity to meet over the past 2 weeks and all the full staff meetings we've started to have. And I just can't tell you how much I appreciate your trust and faith in this customer service training program. And we will do well by you, David. I will not let you down, and we'll work hard at it.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to the developing the relationship and seeing how far we can go.
Well, David, thank you so much. David Sinwell, it's a pleasure having you on the radio show this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Johnny.
David Sinwell, the Unsecret Shopper radio show, 1350 KRNT. Great guy. Amazing story. Yesterday, I bought a bag of chocolate, of Reese's Cups, small little cups, and just started handing them out to employees and customers for no reason, just because, hey, let's have some fun. It's Friday. And you know what? A piece of chocolate that cost Hershey, Pennsylvania Company, a penny to make. People are smiling. Hey, chocolate. Yeah, that's great. That little thing has such an impact on us. Yeah, it doesn't take much for us, does it? I want to mention the 6 doll stores that are part of the Biosphere training program. That would include the Dolls on Merle Hay Road, Ingersoll, the Beaverdale location on Beaver, EP True and 50th. We talked about 86th and Hickman. West Hickman, 156 or 15600 address out there, and on EP True. Those 6 stores are involved in the whole process. So anyway, you can stop in there and see what the Biosphere is doing, indeed. And I'd want your feedback at www.theunsecretshopper.com. Coming up, feedback from a reader of a recent blog post that blasted American TV and appliance. There's no other way to put it. Or read what she had to say and respond to it next. You're listening to the Unsecret Shopper radio show on 1350 KRNT.
Hey, Mr. Businessman, you're always on the go.
Businessmen, businesswomen, employees of businesses everywhere throughout Central Iowa, thank you for tuning in to the Unsecret Shopper radio show. 1350 KRNT, 840 now. On a rainy day, the rain has increased its intensity, looking at the old good old radar. And I have a radar here. You have to actually put a quarter in, and it'll come on for like 30 seconds, and then it's like a payphone, and then, oh, it's like, please deposit, you know, a quarter for the next 30 seconds. I don't know. But what I saw was, yeah, there's a lot of rain heading in. A weather forecast says, yeah, bank on it. 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms, perhaps, throughout the day today, and 59, 30% chance tonight when you've got your Iowa State UNI game. Iowa set to kick off at Kinnick at 11 a.m. Drake out at Valparaiso. Sunshine, though, back in it for Sunday. We do get half the weekend with a little bit of nice weather. Right now, not terribly nice, 54 in showers. And what I always say to retail people, wow, you know, on a rainy day, what a great opportunity. Because when you and I are shopping and we're coming in from the rain, we are probably running as best we can, from the parking lot into the front door. Boy, if the fastest way you want to engage people to warm them up, forget the roaring fireplace, be there with a smile and say, yeah, and take their umbrella and shake it off for them if you're an employee, and just engage them, you know, and be the warm blanket out of the dryer. That's the best thing to do. Yeah, and they'll just respond to that, and then they'll come back, whether it's sunny or rainy, and they'll always be looking for that warmth, and you're always there to give it. So it's not easy, but you can do it. You can do it if you put your mind to it, and of course, that's what the Biosphere is all about. Biosphere, a training company I started in 2005 to create a synergy between the promise that companies were making to us, the promises that were involved in their marketing. Pepsi's the one. Nobody does it like we do. Whatever the promise is, we got the best this, cheeseburgers the size of your head, whatever companies were bragging about that they did, I want to make sure they were doing it. Because as a shopper, that's a big deal. That promise means something to us. Any company that hangs its shingle and opens its doors makes a promise anyway. It's implicit in their own existence. What they're telling us are part of our expectation, whether it's fair or not, it's true, is that when we go into a company, we're going to be engaged, that the people inside that company are going to be human beings, treating us in a human way, like friends, or wanting to get to know us like friends. They'll be in their R training. Dolls employees that are listening this morning, all employees have went through this. R versus I. What is that? What is our R? It is our role. It is our role in this life. It is our title. It is our title as radio show host, father, son, daughter, wife, employee, manager. It's who we are to everybody else but ourselves, the most selfless part of who we are. It's how we serve. It's how we serve each other. Versus our I, our individuality, the most selfish part of who we all are. Me, me, me. It's how we were born into this world. Completely needing, completely helpless, needing everything to survive. And of course, the difference between those two is massive, and yet there's a fine line between them because we roll back and forth between these all the time as employees in our R, as shoppers in our I. And of course, inside stores, when we shop, we want employees to be in their R as servants because we're coming in shopping in our I. Me, me, me. Give me. Feed me. Sell me stuff that makes me feel good. Well, that brings to light a recent Secret Shopper review of American TV and Appliance on 86th Street in Johnston, which was, I believe, about a month ago. And this particular review has generated a lot of feedback and some controversy because it was, frankly, highly critical of, I would say, the management inside that store. And I felt as if, and still feel, as if the inmates are running the asylum. That was the sense I got inside that American TV and Appliance with two trips in. And you can read that review. If you Google search Unsecret Shopper American, you'll find it there. A lot of folks have come in and read it. But I wanted to read a response, an email I received from Sharon. And I'll just use Sharon's first name. I have her last name, but there's no need for that. Sharon wrote to me and emailed, very passionate. A very passionate woman who cares deeply about American and, I believe, the employees there. And she writes, "Mr. Johnny, I was going to rate you as a company or radio program that just might pique interest and be something worthwhile. After seeing and reading your review of an American TV and appliance store, the Des Moines store, I would rate you even lower than you rate the store. You have no clue as to what you are doing, and if you were to get approval or live and get paid on a customer satisfaction index, you would be searching for a job every week after being fired on your third day on the job. I know that you are apparently a fair debater, so therefore you will indeed take the time to read this rebuttal. I want you to know that if you were to come into an American TV and appliance store as a customer really looking for something instead of insulting or trying to make a good radio program by your entrapment of great salespeople on a pretense to be broke and unable to purchase and acting like a vampire floating through the store trying to trap someone at something out of the ordinary when you were a complete distraction to anyone even on the street, let alone in a place of business, then and only then would you get insight as to how great American TV and appliance is and why people come to the store year after year and even meet friends there to spend time and sit around and talk. If that Meadow, an M-E-T-T-O-W, is a woman, by the way, as an aside, who waited on me at American TV and appliance, working, I believe, in the bedding section, and there was some furniture and bedding, if that Meadow would not have stayed with you, then you would have said, it takes an act of Congress to get anyone to wait on me. And I need to clarify what she's referring to, and that in the review I said that Meadow stayed with me an inordinate amount of time to a point where I was uncomfortable or to a point where I felt like I literally had to escape her and was trying to walk, and she followed me through parts of the store outside of her own section. Now, to her credit, perhaps she works a lot of different sections in the store, I don't know. But my feeling was that it was excessive and unnecessary. So I'll get back to the email here. If that Meadow would not, you would have had a clue. I, for one, am very, very repulsed by your lies, insinuations, and inaccuracies. To have you rate a great store or rate its affiliation, staff, and employees as you just have is very much like someone trying to brainwash the public into not believing the crowded stores on the weekend, frequented by hundreds of satisfied customers looking for more to add to their satisfaction. American is built on highly skilled, trained salespeople, and their record proves it. You have only just begun your business. American has been in business since 1954. American has built and expanded their business because they have indeed satisfied customers. And if you ever need a job, you might want to think twice because they will only keep you if you pass a certification of being a highly trained, skilled, tenured salesperson who puts customers first." I want to get to the very end here. And she writes with great passion, "Jason Young is the best, kindest boss you could ever have, and he is a man that you can count on and one who raises his family in the best way he can and loves his wife as if he just met her. He runs his store the same way. He runs it with respect and honor to the founders and corporate officials. You need to try to go back to the store and walk through the front door and feel the wow. It is there. It is in all American TV and appliance stores." And it goes on to great length. And I want to first thank her and thank anyone who has ever responded in any fashion, good, bad, or otherwise, to anything that I've ever written or talked about. Sharon, thank you for that very passionate response. And it brings up something that is so important. We are children. We are children, all of us. These adult suits we wear, we have built these over time. And we use them, we exist in them, to fight off the slings and arrows of outrageous misfortune that come our way, both small and all things small and even larger. Eventually, sometimes they all feel like big things, even if they're just dinky little things. But inside, we're still just kids. We're still that 10-year-old kid who was hurt so easily, or five, or whatever age. And I always try to remember that and remind people of it, that 80% of the decisions we make are based upon how we feel, not what we think. It's not some left-brain process. It's not price and selection that drives us into American or drives us out or drives us into any other retail place. Ultimately, it's how those people make us feel when we're inside their store. And for the American TV and Appliance staff, and for any staff, and for the staffs of other stores that have had to close their doors because of broken customer service models, and I worked with them and I know them, Stogdill's TV and Appliance, Firkin and Fox, Abante Furnishings. One thing the economy does is it separates the companies that are really doing it well from the companies that are trying to do it well from the companies that are not doing it well. That's what a tough economy does. And in the end, American, I believe, runs the risk of being in a category to no longer exist unless they address what I believe are chronic customer service issues, infighting, lack of response, employees on cell phones texting and talking, denying customers reality. Those are as true and as real, in my experience, at American TV and Appliance as Sharon's experience is at American TV and Appliance. And that's the great, great conundrum that keeps business owners up at night. Believe me, I talk to them all the time. Sharon, thank you for your impassioned response. If you have a response to that or me or anything else you read, you can go, actually you can go to theunsecretshopper.com or you can email me directly at Johnny, J-O-N-N-I-E, at theunsecretshopper.com. I would love to hear back from you. Talking all about this biosphere stuff, hey, how do you get a mini biosphere inside your company? How can you do it? You don't need to hire Johnny and bring in, you don't need a specialist. Listen, you're a specialist. You got all the answers yourself. I'm going to give you a little tip on how to plant that seed that grows into something extraordinary. And we'll do that next. You're listening to the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show on 1350 KRNT. Welcome back to the Unsecret Shopper Radio Show, 1350 KRNT. Yeah, we're gonna pick it up a little bit, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 854 with rain. And the rain continues today, tonight, but clears off tomorrow. Half of your weekend is salvaged. Right now, it's raining and 52. Yes. What are the signs out there? What are the retail signs? Well, they're not bad. Yeah, and with this sign, I would recommend they take that one down, because long-haired freaky people, that means, how about balding freaky people? Yeah, I wouldn't be able to go in there either. Here are some things you can do to improve the signs, and I mean the emotional signs inside your store, all right? And you may be doing a great job of customer service. That's what the interesting thing about Dahl's Foods is. This is a company that already kind of had it together, you know? This is a company that was built 80 years starting next year. It'll be their 80th anniversary. 12 locations. That doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design. Doing a lot of great things from a customer service aspect. And, of course, selection and all the other things in a very competitive category with the Hy-Vees of the world and the Walmarts and the Super Targets and all the other places that sell food and perishables and so forth and so on. How do you, inside your four walls, your company's four walls, I don't care if you're the owner, you're an employee who says, man, I want to make an impact. I think there's some things we can improve. How do you do a mini version of the Biosphere, B-U-Y-O-S-P-H-E-R-E, which is a customer service training secret shopping company, but does a lot more than that. It certainly tries to, inside companies, helping them do a better job of serving not only the public, but each other as coworkers. In fact, this training starts with happier employees. It has to. We cannot get to customers until we get to employees. It just doesn't work that way. You can't bypass them. And that's what external marketing does. it bypasses. It really says, yeah, I don't care how the employees are doing inside the store. I'm just going to go talk to the customer. Well, we can't do that with training inside if we want to really, really affect behavior over a period of time. But in the end, this is the greatest sage advice I can possibly give of any, and that is that hire happy, train skills. Hire happy people to be employees. Train them the skills you need, because nothing inside your store, any store that we work at, I work at, you work at, isn't trainable. We can all learn it, but the happy part, yeah, that's a talent. It's not a skill set, it's a talent. We're probably born with it or developed it at some point. But here are some things to help elicit that joy and happiness inside your four walls, whether you're an owner, a manager, or an employee. First of all, hand out candy. Listen, I'm going to hear about it. Yeah, I'm going to get fat. And why would I hand out candy if I'm selling? Doesn't matter. Don't try to give it some left brain reason. Why? And hand out chocolate. Don't hand out like gummy bears that have been sitting in your pocket and they're all melty. Don't hand out licorice or Tootsie Rolls. And listen, on Halloween, please, hello, get some real chocolate, would you? Don't be the location that's giving out apples. All right, come on. Yeah, I know it's healthy, but the one day out of the year, you got to give them real chocolate. Reese's Little Cups. Hand that out at the store. Hand it out to employees and customers alike. Pick a day each week. Have that handing out candy day. Your customers will love it. Your employees will love it. And that chocolate creates a chemical reaction inside our brains, which is just like an orgasm. Don't ask me why. That's what scientists say. They make a lot more than I do. Second, understand that this is it. This is our one shot. Employees, customers, all of us alike, you have one opportunity to engage, to be happy in this life. This is really it. Now, you can believe in nirvana, and I'll be reborn as an elephant, and I'll come back as a fly, and I'll be this. But listen, you know, for those of us that say we figure this is like our only shot, all right, then we got to take advantage of it. And we spend a third of our lives at work, some of us more. Do we really want to be miserable for a third of our entire adult existence? No, why would we? We weren't born that way. Yeah, we came out screaming and peeing all over and being seeming like we were upset, but I think babies are thrilled. Wouldn't you be thrilled to get out of this wet, damp, enclosed place you've been stuck in for 9 months? Yeah, you're happy about that. The world's opening up, baby. And they just, babies don't know how to communicate it with a, oh, I'm so, you know, they can't talk. So they're just crying and yelling and doing everything they can, but they're happy to be here. So know that this is it, and have employees and everyone understand that. You got to take advantage of this time. Hire people who love being happy and love others being happy. You got to really love seeing the look on someone's face when you do something that makes them smile. You really have to get into that. You want an army of those kinds of people as employees. Know the difference between selling and serving. When I tell people that they are servants who happen to sell stuff, they say, I don't sell nothing. No. Doesn't matter what's behind you once you're pimping. It matters to serve other people with it. Find their joy. Plug into it. Understand that we are all children wearing adult suits. I've talked about this particular point before. Stop whining about what you don't have and go get what it is that you want. That's a big one. It's huge. And push yourself to be the employee who carries the company flag. Be the standout. You don't have to hide in the shadows anymore. If there's peer pressure to not succeed, step around it, go around it. Be the standout. Be the exception. You've earned it. You have the right to it. Don't be handcuffed by an idea you've got to stay in the shadows, because you don't. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, smile, eat chocolate, hand it out, and enjoy your day.